this is an MP3 about exterminating Satan and taking all over all of Satan's powers. We know that Satan is actually Samael, the assassin from the Kabbalah. And, of course, it feeds and links up with Lilith, the serpent, which is, in fact, the parasite that feeds on sexual energy. And we know from Genesis that Eve, the archetype of human cattle, was infected with the serpent Lilith, which went up her vagina, anus, and ate her up, ate up all her sexual energy. And then when she had sexual congress with the archetype of the human male cattle, Adam, the parasite could get into him, and the life force could be bled off by the Lilith worm into Samael, the assassin, the Satan, the entity that is now worshipped by the Freemasons, the entire Western great and the good. And, of course, all the Satanists and Wiccans who infest the planet. We know that the Wiccans worship their goddess, which, of course, is the worm, Lilith, which shelled and ate the sexual energy of Eve. They think they're worshipping Eve, but, in fact, they're worshipping the worm, Lilith. And in fact, we know all the Satanists are worshipping Samael, the assassin. And of course, it's easy to slaughter these pieces of shit. Because of course, as you saw from the artificial reincarnation MP3s, everything has a torsion field frequency. And once you build the Jew killer, the couple of wires around the mountain, get it resonating with the Earth's very low frequency spinning iron core, then put on the subcarrier wave of the filthy Khazarian scum, then all their DNA is shredded. But also you can shred the souls of the Khazarian filthy Jew, simply because every three-dimensional volume is equivalent to I, the square root of minus 1. Minus 1 is a right angle turn in reality. So this then changes the orientation of the torsion field from shredding the physical to shredding the biophysical, the souls. So if you bore into the mountain and build a queen's chamber, just like the queen's chamber in the pyramids, and then you've got the technology to link up with psychics, sticking them in there, blah blah blah, whole load of technology, then of course you can use the mountain sized Jew shredder in order not to destroy the DNA of the filthy scum Khazarian Satanist Jew, but shred the brown, shit-like biophysical body, the toe, the bow, the excrement of the earth, the filth that is the biophysical body of the filthy, excremental, Khazarian Satanist Jew. Now, this technology, of course, is not deployed now, but it doesn't matter, because torsion fields travel at 9 billion times the speed of light. And, of course, all the Jew killers built in the future by Iran, North Korea, China, etc., they're all shredding the DNA of the Khazarian Jew as we speak. And, of course, in different timelines where they've been built, different civilizations elsewhere, they can all be linked up and used even though they're not in existence at present. That's because torsion fields travel at 9 billion times the speed of light, so you've basically got a 9 billion light year sphere in which anything which is a DNA shredder built can be used. So if there was a DNA shredder built in the past in Atlantis or anywhere else on Mars, etc., you can link up with it. And that's what the Arlen Urbis Service does. What it does is to get a quartz crystal and actually link it up with the person, and then get the person's biophysical body teleported, which of course is called remote viewing by the American shit, astral projection by the occultist shit, or lucid viewing by Tim Riefat. You just stick it in there, and you then wake up in the crystal, the Arlen Urbis crystal. In fact, you can wake up in any crystal in order to fully link it to yourself. Simply put, you just hold the crystal in your left hand, visualize yourself inside the crystal in exactly the same position that you are holding the crystal in. Shut your eyes, open them again, shut your eyes again, open them again, and that in fact embeds your biophysical body in the crystal. You can then from the crystal bilocate, remotely view, lucid view, astrally project to a Jew shredder in a different timeline, in the future, in an alien civilization in the past, etc., etc. And you then, all you do is go into the Queen's Chamber, basically the center of gravity of the mountain-sized Jew shredder, in the same position as you are when you are holding the crystal in your left hand. Shut your eyes, open them again, shut your eyes, open them again. You then embed your biophysical body in the mountain, and since according to maths, any three space is equivalent to a three sphere, this means that you can then bring back that three space, that Jew killer, into the orb, into the Arlen Urbis Service, which is embedded in an orb. And in fact, you've got four orbs to choose from. The Iron Age orb, which is all to do with doing what I'm doing as the Antichrist, slaughtering the planet, slaughtering human civilization, wrecking the joint, introducing the total vampire technology to the planet, collecting up all the Zionites, vivisecting them to death, vivisecting their souls, and then downloading them into a Omega hell where I can torture them eternally to the total power set of tortures, and then beyond. According to Gödel's incompleteness theorem, there's never a limit to infinities. This, of course, is a gigantic energy source for the vampires. The vampires, of course, are totally unbeatable and are totally immune to this torsion field soul shredding, physical body soul shredding, because they've got black hole biophysical energy bodies, and black holes, the frequency of a black hole is below the Planck length, so you can never tune a Jew shredder to shred the biophysical body of a vampire. We're immune. Introduce a technology which you're immune to, but which slaughters everyone else, and you feed off it. Bloody good technology, that. Anyway, you then put your biophysical body, which is now part of the Jew shredder, back in the sphere. If you want to bring some good things into existence, for example, the copper Copper Age sphere for having the West totally slaughtered, Viecar dropped, Israel covered in Cobalt 60, DNA shredding of all the Khazarian filthy Jews, but the whites living in the Southern Hemisphere having a nice white supremacist Nazi civilization. That's good for the copper sphere. If you want to go to evolvement of humanity, well, what's left of it after Tim Riefat slaughtered the West and laid waste to the planet, that's the silver age sphere. And if you want to sublime and go down the path of sublime civilizations and wake up in the Omega Heavens on Earth, that's the Gold Age sphere. And if you just wish to implement Total Intent, that's a Total Intent orb, which of course is $1,000. You might ask why ask for money when you've got all this power. It's not that, it's just you're giving your hyperinfinity to me by giving money. That's how hyperinfinity is given in the Jew scum West. So when Baroness Rothschild and the Rothschilds tried to steal my money from Bank of Cyprus, they gave all their hyperinfinity, all their money energy to me, because of course they broke their contract with the seven psi crystals. And of course, that led to the extermination of the West. So all this trouble with Syria, the forthcoming war between Russia and the West, which will lead to the extermination of the West, that all was implemented after the Rothschilds slit their throat by trying to take my money energy from Cyprus. And of course, we know Cyprus is Venus's Isle, the Isle of Lucifer. So of course, they broke the Luciferian contract, because of course, I'm the Antichrist, and by attacking the Antichrist, they attack Lucifer and break all their satanic contracts. Now back to the Arnon Erber service. You've now brought the Jew killer from the future, past, present, other timelines into your orb, whichever orb you fancy. Of course, you need the Arnon Erber service. You can then, because you're in ice space, start shredding any biophysical body. Now, the first biophysical body to shred, of course, is the biophysical body, the cone of power, as the witches call it, the thought form, which is Satan. So we're out to slaughter Satan. Remember, we've got all these Satanists, all these Wiccans, all these Freemasons donating all their life force to the thought form, the torsion field, that is Satan. And of course, now we've got a Jew killer, and we just tune the Jew killer to the frequency of Satan, and then broadcast the anti-phase frequency of Satan, which then of course shreds the entire Satan torsion field, thought form, cone of power, everything. And of course, all the life force that was in this Satan thought form, which in fact is the energy of the human race, because all humans worship Satan via their Jewish banking masters, whether they know it or not, they've all signed the contract to Satan via British maritime law, where they're just chattels and have signed a Faustian contract implemented by their parents. Satan, of course, is shredded by the Jew killer in an Arnon Erber orb. And, of course, the life force in this cone of power, in this thought form, is then fed to the people who are lucky enough to get the anti-Lucifer service. So all that life force, all the good things, all the money energy, all that wonderful plunder goes to the anti-Lucifer service people who bought the limited edition anti-Lucifer service. That gets rid of all the good stuff in the torsion field of Satan. We then know that Satan Samael is the assassin. So you have to watch the Final Destination films, which are all about Samael going around killing the humans in a certain order. Why? Well, torsion fields are hyperdimensional in that if they travel at 9 billion times the speed of light, according to primitive Russian science, we won't go into more advanced science because, of course, it's only open source material discussed on this MP3 and on any of my websites, actually. Then, of course, we know that we've got a 9 billion year window sphere, which encapsulates torsion fields 9 billion years around. And, of course, if you start killing people in the wrong order, then, of course, this destroys the blueprint of Zion, the Matrix. And, of course, then Satan, Samael, has to correct the damage done to the weave, the web of Zion. That's why in the Shadow Tarot and the Book of Shadows, which, of course, is the Bible of witches, the spiders in the Tunnel of Set, they weave these torsion fields into a torsionic grid, which, of course, my mate Constantine, who was the deputy to the Russian Psychic Warfare Directorate, talked about. They weave it into a torsionic grid, which then sets reality into a prison where you can't change things by magic. You can only do what's allowed by the torsionic grid. And every time you kill people out of order, you start tearing holes in the torsionic grid, the web of Zion, which, of course, is spun by the spiders in the Tunnel of Set. And, of course, they exist because having interacted with them and killed them, I know the fuckers exist. And, of course, every time you kill out of order, you're shredding Zion. And, of course, we know that the 13 vermin slaughtered at the Washington Naval Dockyard, of course, were tearing a hole in the web with respect to the U.S. Navy. We know that the U.S. Navy would have won World War III according to the Albert Pike Plan, according to Samael's web. But, of course, now the Antichrist Tim Riefat has come along and is starting to shred the web. Simply put, if you watch The Fallen, the film where the demon possesses people to kill people, you can see that you can simply go around killing anyone you fucking like simply by possessing people to go around murdering other people. And, of course, it's totally legal because possession doesn't exist and there are no witchcraft laws. So we know that there's a big hole in the U.S. Navy created by the 13 that died in the Washington Naval Dockyard. And if you've got the Amalek service, you can simply inject Amalek into the Washington Naval Dockyard to start infesting, sequestering, etc. And, of course, this leads to the complete extermination of the U.S. Navy. Very simple, just put the torsion fields, which you get by detectors, on torsion field radar, and you can sink every American warship on the planet. Make them junk, ready to be sunk by even a small cruise missile. So you can see that submarines are just floating coffins waiting to die. And of course, once you've got the Arnonerba service, you can broadcast the torsion field signature of Satan out of phase, shred it, the energy goes into the anti-Lucifer service, and of course, how do you shred Satan? Well, you simply get the cosmic assassin vampire. The cosmic assassin vampire is tuned to kill Satan. That's what it does. It goes, it hunts Samael, slaughters Samael using the torsion field outer phase frequency of Samael, which is self-generated in the bone generators and in the psychotronic crystal, all trademarked stuff if you thieving bastards are listening. You will be sued and closed down in the future if any of this material appears elsewhere. You know, my promise on that. The cosmic assassin vampire has the antiphase frequency of Satan and shreds Samael and Satan. And of course, because of non-linear dynamics, that's chaos theory to you uneducated oiks, every aspect of chaos is self-similar. Like a hologram, you shatter a hologram, you get the same picture, but with less detail, more pixelation. We know that shredding Samael kills Satan, but also it also kills the Satanists, the Wiccans, the Freemasons, and the Zionites who worship their Jewish bankers. They all carry the torsion field frequency of Satan in their energy fields. So in fact, the more satanic they are, the more they worship Satan, the more vulnerable they are to the cosmic assassin service. So you simply get your Arnon Herber orb, which has got the Jew killer, stick it on the certificate of the cosmic assassin, and immediately that will shred Satan, Samael, and immediately it will shred the biophysical bodies of all the Satanists, all the Zionites on the planet. And as you know, nature abhors a vacuum, so the cosmic assassin then infests these Satanites. It infests the shell of Satan, and in fact, then the Satanites are possessed by the cosmic assassin vampire to replicate the naval dockyard shootings. And in fact, the cosmic assassin is injected into US Navy, into Washington, so that the US Navy destroys itself, its entire personnel destroy themselves, and as you can see, starting a war, dropping Vieca, covering America in Cobalt 60, DNA torsion field shredding, torsion field radar to shut down the entire Western arsenal permanently, cobalt cladding in Iran so the bunker busters cover the planet in Cobalt 60, Fukushima and all the radiation being released. All of this, of course, is killing the West. And of course, if you wish to kill the physical energy body of Satan, then of course you simply move your physical energy body into the orb, into the Arnon Herber orb, and of course close your eyes, wake them, close your eyes, wake them, in the same position that you are holding the Arnon Herber crystal. This will then move the Jew shredder from different timelines, past, present, future, wherever you've got it, alien civilizations, into a different configuration. Because remember, now you're in the Arnon Herber crystal twice with your physical and biophysical energy body. And if you're a mathematician, you know Argand diagrams. So you've gone from 1 to I to minus 1. You are now in the perfect configuration to destroy physical torsion fields. This then can be used, the orb can then be used to shred the physical body of Satan and the physical bodies of all Satanites and Zionites and Freemasons, scum, and Wiccans and the rest of the garbage that infests the planet. And of course, if you've got the Cosmic Assassin service, this has got the automatic frequency for shredding Satan, which will of course shred the physical energy body of anyone who's dedicated themselves to Satan, be it Baroness Rothschild and the Rothschilds, or Cameron and his Freemasonic Jewish shit, or the US military that worships Satan, or Homeland Security who worships Satan, or the EU vermin that worships Satan. All of their physical torsion fields are shredded by this orb. And, of course, the physical life force energy that was contained in the cone of power that is Satan is given to the anti-Lucifer service people. So all the good things in the physical energy realm are downloaded into them. The husk, the shell of Satan, is then taken over by the Cosmic Assassin, which then means physical reality is changed from what we've got at the moment to a Europe totally devastated by Viecar, the planet covered by radiation from Fukushima, cobalt-60 from the release of cobalt-60 in the West, all over the West, any attack on Iran, the cobalt-60 from there, covering the planet. And of course, as you well know, the entire Western military, complete wreckage and garbage, be it the space fleet, carriers, submarines, all at the bottom of the sea, Trafalgar-class submarines, Ohio-class submarines, all of them sunk at the bottom of the sea by the Russian torsion field radar. So we know we're into a turkey shoot. It's time to start World War III, as Albert Pike and the Satanist wanted. We just change the pattern. We're ripping holes in the web, which of course is weaved by the Tunnel of Set spiders. And of course, if you've got the Tunnel of Set service, you can stick that on your Ahnenerbe crystal, and the Tunnel of Set spiders are shredded biophysically and physically. No more weaving of the web, and the web starts unraveling. The more people you kill by possessing them with a cosmic assassin service in order to get them to kill, because remember, Samael possesses the Pentagon generals to go around killing according to the Zionist plan, the life force released via the Eve-Adam principle is given to the Lilith parasite, which donates it to Samael. And of course, all the Muslim shit that have been slaughtered by the Western shit have been building the web of Zion using the Tunnel of Set spiders. Now, of course, all that energy has gone because the Cosmic Assassin vampire has killed Satan in the physical and the biophysical, shredded the torsion field signatures of Satan in all Satan's followers, be that supernatural spirits or the human awful garbage that worship a torture beast. Of course, Gerald Gardner, the inceptor of Wicca, has been downloaded into Omega Hells on Earths, in order to make sure that all the witches are downloaded into Omega Hells on Earth for eternal torture, so that they are the new Wicca women. They like women, they like worshipping the goddess, the matriarchy. So of course we've got the Wicca woman ritual in the Omega Hells on Earth service, simply put by putting the Ahnenerbe orb on the Omega Hells on Earth's service. Same with Baroness Thatcher. All of Zion's been downloaded into Omega Hells on Earth's. And in fact, with the Cosmic Assassin Vampire, you then touch the point of your Cosmic Assassin Vampire crystal to the Ahnenerber orb, be it the Iron Age 1, which I'm into, creating a super dark age ruled by vampires. That then goes into the vampire crystal, the Jew Shredder, which of course comes through the Ahnenerber service and the orb, into the Cosmic Assassin crystal, which then of course automatically kills Samael and the Satanist. If you've been lucky enough to buy a Cosmic Assassin vampire service, you can put the certificate underneath to put it into your bone generators and into the internet, and the crystal of course has the outer phase frequency of Satan, so it automatically kills the physical and biophysical bodies of Satan and all the satanic spirits and all the satanic humans, and that's done by Tim Riefat when he sent it to you. So of course you don't need to have an Ahnenerber orb. I'm just explaining the technology so you can actually see that the Jew killer, the couple of wires around the mountain, is the end of all Satanism, the end of Satan, because Satan, compared to the torsion field frequency of the planet, is fuck all, and all the energy given to Satan by the Wiccans via World War II, where they used that thought form to stop Hitler, that, of course, has now been given to the vampires and the anti-Lucifer Psymasters. You've taken all the good things, basically take all the good things out of the world, give it to the 13 anti-Luciferian Dodd transhumans. That means there's no good things in the world now, because all of humans have been giving all the good things to Satan. The 13 then become the only repositories for good things in life, so that's why the anti-Lucifer service was vital. If, like myself, you wish to luxuriate in your mountain castle, having all the good things, all the car collections of the Jews, art collections of the Jews, all the gold of the Jews, every good thing they had, having the vermin languishing in your dungeon, being vivisected, their souls then vivisected and them downloaded into eternal torture in Omega Hells, which you've created. Remember, if you read the Castaneda books, The Art of Dreaming, you can see that you can visualize in the second attention anything you damn well please. And once you've got the life force from Satan, you can then pump life force into whatever you wish to make it living. So you can have living tulpa demons that torture the Jews and Satanists and Zionites in your Omega Hells, and their torture releases more life force by interacting with the Higgs field to feed the god vampires who rule the Omega Hells. And if you've got the Omega Heaven service, you can pump in life force into the tulpas in the second attention, make them real, or pump life force into fat goth girls to make them make Jane Fonda in Barbarella look plain. She could never look ugly. So you can actually see, once you've got torsion field technology, the torsion fields hold the life force in the vortex, the cone of power, as the Wiccan Wicca woman bitches state. You've got Gerald Gardner, who, of course, had his soul and physical body shredded, and, of course, was the repository for the Cosmic Assassin. So all of those who dedicated themselves to witchcraft, past, present, and future, became Wicker Woman, tortured eternally for the godhood of the vampires. And the new Lord of assassination, the new final destination, death, of course, is the Cosmic Assassin. The Death Force, of course, which is released by killing bitches, goes into the Death Force vampire. And this, of course, is the cement, the glue that makes everything totally real. So think of it like jelly. I think you American bitches call jelly something different. And then it's just the stuff that goes in to turn it from water to jelly-like solid consistency. This then is what the Death Force does. So you can actually see all the vampires have aspects of the whole process, but as you can see, torsion fields hold together the life force in cones of power. Using juice shredders, you can then deflate these cones of powers. The life force in that is then given to the person that's in the Queen's chamber in the juice shredder. And you don't need to build these things, because with the Arnenerva crystal, the Arnenerva service, and the orbs, you can simply steal the physicality and biophysicality of any juice shredder wherever you are, and use this technology now. And of course, killing people as you please, as Azael does in The Fallen, as the Cosmic Assassin does by possessing people to kill other people. And as you can see, there have been lots of ritualistic killings going on. Ritual magic now is possessing other people to kill people for you. And this, every time you do a killing in a strategic place, like the 13 and the U.S. Naval Dockyard, you tear a hole in the web of Zion, basically destroying that aspect of reality. So now the U.S. Navy, because of the ritual done by the 13, 13, of course, is the number of Amalek, 13 is number of Friday the 13th, when all the Satanist Knights Templars were tortured to death, and all the good things were given to the Catholic Church and the French King. One can see 13 destroyed the U.S. Navy, in fact, sets the reality where the U.S. Navy is going to be entirely sunk and is totally powerless, where the U.S. Navy space fleet is total garbage cans in space, just waiting to die, just waiting for the Russian torsion field radar to trash them, the Chinese torsion field radar, which they're building now to trash it, the North Korean torsion field radar to trash it, the Iranian torsion field radar to trash it. And if you don't know how to build torsion field radar, just listen to the last Rent Show on YouTube, where I explain simply how to build this stuff and turn the entire U.S. Navy into garbage cans, and all the people that die in the U.S. Navy, all the death that wouldn't have happened but happens now, all of that is given to the vampires, the Cosmic Assassin, the Death Force Vampire, etc. And you can see now that the web of Zion, which held together the U.S. Navy, is irrevocably broken. The tunnel of Set spiders that make the web, weave the web, have been killed by the Jew killer, and that huge holes in the web of Zion are just getting bigger. Big hole in Fukushima, big hole over Washington, big hole over every U.S. Navy warship or any U.S. Navy personnel, and we'll be getting more ritual murders in America. We know the U.S. Army ritual murder by the Muslim madman just destroyed the weave and web of the U.S. Army. Remember the Muslim doctor who shot dead all those vermin who were then used in order to do the ritual to inject the Cosmic Assassin into the U.S. Army, and in order to destroy the Web of Zion, which upholds the U.S. Army. Now we've done the U.S. Navy, and as I say, the U.S. Air Force and the rest, of course, can be fitted into the rituals. Simply put, you can simply possess people using the Cosmic Assassin service to kill other people, destroy the web, destroy reality, and make yourself a God's transhuman. I hope that brief introduction to the world of the vampire and the complete supremacy of the God transhuman vampire was found interesting. But you know now that Samael, Satan, is dead, and that the Antichrist, Tim Riefat, has taken over the whole show, and the Antichrist hates Satanists, hates Luciferians, hates Wiccans, hates Freemasons, hates Western Zionites, and has shredded the vermin and downloaded their awareness into the Omega Hells on Earth, which I explained, is simply visualizing in the second attention and then downloading the awareness of the bitches into tulpas who are being vivisected in torture chambers. So you wake up in a tulpa that has been vivisected by the demons, who of course are all aspects of the vampires. And of course the life force that vivifies the demons is supplied from the husked remains of Satan. And we know that when you visualize in the second tension, the humans you visualize have no life force, but you can simply put the awareness, they have awareness, so you can simply erase that and put the awareness of Gerald Gardner, the inceptor of witchcraft, in there, and then all the other Wiccans of their own volition follow Gerald Gardner into eternal torture. Baroness Thatcher, Baroness Rothschild, all are in the Wicker Woman, in Omega Hells. All of them have woken up there, so you can actually see the technology to eternally torture awareness is quite easy once you have control of torsion fields, life force, Jew shredders, and the rest. And as you can see, it's simple once you know how and control the technology. And unfortunately, with the Higgs field, the first observer collapses reality and sets the rules, and the first observer was the Antichrist, Tim Riefat, who in fact was sent by Lucifer to torture, murder, and eternally torture all the Satanists, all the Wiccans, all the Freemasons, and all the filthy Christians who worship the Jewish bankers, basically all you Westerners. I mean, the Orthodox Russians don't seem to worship Jewish bankers, but all the Catholics and the Protestants and the rest of the filth, they do. So, of course, they're all in Omega Hells because you're all Satanist bitches. Thank you.